Hi, you're listening to Go See a Show, New York City's independent theater podcast. That's the sound of a fun Rube Goldberg device that's at the Waterfront Museum on the Lehigh Valley Barge in Red Hook, Brooklyn, where I saw the show on today's episode. Why was the show on a boat? Well, it's Blood Red Roses, the Female Pirate Project by Drama of Works. And really, how else do you tell a story about pirates than on a boat? I spoke to director, performer, and lead deviser Gretchen Van Lente and collaborator and performer Megan Williams about the show. Take a listen.
So we have
Gretchen Van Lente.
And you are the director slash one of the performers slash one of the puppet masters of
Blood Red Roses, the Female Pirate Project. Dun, da, da,
da. Yeah, I feel like it needs some sort. I don't know, what would a pirate shanty noise? Is it like a pirate shanty noise? Yeah, that goes with the end of that. I love the noise we got when we walked in of this. What do you call this? Is it like a? Is it a Rube Goldberg?
It's a Rube Goldberg. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess.
It's a great way to like a nice little ambiance to start.
Yeah.
You might hear the ambiance of the place where we are right now. We're actually on a boat. Legitimately, we are on a boat, and that's where the show takes place. Which is really pretty appropriate for a show about lady pirates. So, before I get to, I started to ask the question of, how did you get a boat? But I think more importantly is, like, why did you do a show about lady pirates? Where did that come from?
Right. We've had this idea for a show about kind of alternative ladies in history. It was going to be about whores and pirates and warriors and all these different people. And then we kind of boiled it down to pirates because there was so much stuff there.
There were so many lady pirates.
Yeah, unbeknownst to us when we started doing the research, we're like, well, okay, this is its own show. And so we started working on that about a year and a half ago, somewhere in there. Just doing research, reading, coming together to write it because it's written as an ensemble. So we would research, then come together to write little snippets and then go away and do more research on each lady. So that's kind of how it came about.
And the show is less dialogue than it is action, puppetry, and song.
Yeah.
A lot of familiar tunes that people would recognize.
Yeah.
But with reworked lyrics, which were often very fun. And so this seems like the show would be a lot of dramaturgy. Was that kind of what the ensemble was doing?
Absolutely. Doing a lot of reading, saying, bringing in stuff that you, like homework that you found. Scott, the one, I'll bring him in a little bit, Scott Weber, one of the ensemble, was kind of our main shanty guy. So we would designate homework. So I would say, Megan, you're going to research the timeline. Like, what are the dates and what order of events in this woman's life? Scott, you're going to look for shanties from the place and the time period. Gretchen, you're going to look at images. So you're going to, so we did kind of that. It was very, very fun and collaborative in that way.
Giving yourself homework in the third person.
Exactly.
I like that.
Yeah. Thank you. One of the founding members of Drama of Works who came to see the show is saying hello.
Wonderful. That is the Drama of Works.
I live in Jersey. I gotta catch a train. I love thinking so good.
Drama of Works is the we of the. This is our idea. That is the royal we that.
Yes, you got it. That's a theater company. Yeah.
And the other the major component of this that I can't ignore talking about right off the bat is it's all told through shadow puppets.
Yes.
Which is phenomenal and like really cool to watch. I think I could figure out why that device, but where did that come from you guys? For you guys, so like, say this is how we're going to do this particular show. Who knew about ways to do this? Was this new for Drama of Works? Unfortunately, this is my first show for you.
That's quite all right. That's we actually have one of our other most successful shows, is Sleepy Hollow, and we had wanted to do Sleepy Hollow. We didn't know how. It was just one of our company members said we should do a show about Sleepy Hollow, and. And somebody said, well, what about Shadow? Like, we enjoy doing Shadow. We used to do Shadows as little tiny scenes in pieces, but never a whole piece about Shadows, with Shadows. And we said, we should do it with the Shadow. I mean, how, because it's a creepy freaking Halloween-y, spooky thing. How much spookier could you get than a bunch of Shadows? So we did that. It was really, really good. We ended up going to, like, do, we went on, me and Scott went for a week-long shadow intensive, like, workshop in Amherst, so we did all this stuff, we learned from the best, and we just fell in love with it. And so, when it came to the pirates, and we started to think about it, we thought each woman was going to be, like, a different style at first. One was going to be shadow, one was going to be tabletop, or, you know, whatever, any other kind of puppetry. But when we started to do it, we said, you know what, this is magic, and there's sails, hello, shadow screen. Ship sail.
Sort of wrote itself.
Exactly. Yeah. And then the whole idea of having the shadows all around you came out of just devising in the room, because we've got a small little studio down the Gowanus, closer to the Barclays Center, and I don't even remember how it happened. Hold on. Megan. Sorry. Look up here. Okay, how do we first come up with the sales all around thing? I don't remember.
So on the mic is obviously Megan.
Yes, what's your
And what's
name?
Your last
Hi,
name?
Hi, I'm Megan Williams.
One of the other performers slash devisers.
That's correct. I am one of the performers slash devisers.
And do you remember? Because I can't remember.
Well, it was probably in some kind of brainstorming session where in our studio, which is sort of set up in the same way, where we have two white walls.
We didn't have the screens up already.
No, but we had, you know, a space that we were working within.
Yeah.
And we've for a long time done and toured a show that has one single screen.
Yeah, I was telling
it's
about
more cinematic.
Yeah.
And I think we had been fooling around with just playing with ideas, and we decided, what if we, because one of the things we learned is every time we do Sleepy Hollow, people always want to come backstage and see the show, and sometimes we even let people sit behind the screen so they can see what we're doing. And so we started thinking about, well, what if we took that and brought it
in front
so
that's
that people
also part can, of the magic of this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's like it's very clear how you're making things happen.
Yeah.
There's very little, like, we're watching the strings.
Yes, exactly.
And we kind of feel like there are no real secrets we're trying to call
to
our own.
We're trying to pull a fast one or anything like that.
We're just trying to make simple, elegant solutions to visual problems or storytelling problems. And so, yeah, pulling it out for the audience was an idea. And then we just, working in our space, found... What if we had three surfaces? What if we had things that flew in? What if the audience is watching shadows from both sides? What does that look like? And it's been a fun, really fun and process to explore all these ideas, but also because we haven't seen shows that are very much like this, we've wondered how audiences will react to it and what they will feel about it.
Yeah.
Well, tonight's audience seemed pretty excited.
Yes, they did.
There were even a few like little calls from the audience throughout the show, which is kind of cool to watch.
Yeah.
I love that liveness component of this.
Exactly.
So, but I also have to bring it back to the fact that, again, we're on a boat. Like, we're literally on a boat. This is the first show that I've seen that wasn't... I've seen the Rocks Off concert series, which is on a boat. This is the first theater that I've seen on a boat, which is really exciting.
Yeah.
How did you make this happen? Like, where is it? This is the Waterfront Museum, is that correct?
That's correct. It's the Waterfront
Actually,
Museum.
Megan had a lot to do with that, so I'm glad she's sitting here.
So I have this is probably too much information, but I production manage a festival called the International Toy Theater Festival, which is put together by a company called Great Small Works. And one of the performers in our last festival is this lovely woman named Deborah. And Deborah is a clown and puppeteer and does all these things. And she said to me, hey, you should come see my show I'm doing with my friend Dave. It's on a boat.
Captain Dave.
And I had sort of told her that we were working on this female pirate.
And we were like, oh my God.
You know, pirate show idea.
And we have to go see the show.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, well, come see the show on the boat. And
it was
so
great
because
I was really hungover. And
I get motion sickness.
So there was a problem there. It happened to be a very rocky afternoon on the boat. But it was a very cute, sweet show about like the history of the barge. Actually, it was this puppet show. It was awesome. Deborah Kaufman and Captain Dave. I can't remember
David
Dave's name. Thanks. I can't remember his last name because I call him Captain Dave.
He's Captain Dave. He doesn't need a lot.
No, exactly. And so afterwards, we went to Brooklyn Crab and got some beers and some shrimp and walked up to Captain Dave and said, "Hey, Captain Dave, we've got a show about lady pirates. Could we do it on your boat?" And he said, "Let's talk."
Yeah. And the reason we had thought about trying to do the show on a boat using sails as projection screens,
like
an actual sailboat. But the problem with that is it has to be so dark to make the shadow sharp enough that
any ambient light from the street or other boats
would mess up
the
images.
The
to find this particular
a barge is
vessel.
All enclosed and
we can close the doors.
Was sort of the perfect.
It was like, oh my God, it's meant to be. And then he has a perfect. He just happened. It was all like kismet because he happened to have time. He's leaving to be, get pulled
to go to
in June, right when we would need to end, like right when we thought we'd be ready to do the, right after we'd be ready to do the show. So it was kind of perfect. Yeah. Kind of perfect. Yeah.
Lovely. So the run goes until when?
May 31st.
Awesome. And where can folks get more information on this year project?
You could search Drama of Works on Facebook. We've got a group there within the event. We've also, it's Brown Paper, no wait, is it Brown Paper Tickets dot blood? I can't remember which one. Yeah. Shh. Stop singing Guys and Dolls in the background.
They can't help it. The music's so catchy. These are sea shanties. You got, they're meant to be sung.
Brown Paper Tickets dot, no. Gosh, what is it? BloodRedRoses.BrownPaperTickets.com.
Search Blood Red Roses on Brown Paper Tickets.
Yeah, you got it, you got it.
We'll put the link up. It'll.
Or you Guys and Dolls is off the record. Just saying.
Or you can go to DramaWorks.
The mic rolls.
Or you can go to DramaWorks.com and look under Pirates.
Yeah, there's a Pirates heading.
Tab, and you can find all this information there, too.
Brilliant. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gretchen and Megan, for hanging out after the show to chat. You can catch Blood Red Roses, the female pirate project, at the Waterfront Museum on the Lehigh Valley Barge, which is docked at 290 Conover Street in Red Hook, Brooklyn. The show is playing through May 31st, 2015, Fridays through Sundays. Doors are at 7:45 p.m., and the show begins at sundown. Head to dramaofworks.com for a link to tickets and more information. Thanks to you for listening into the podcast. If you dig it, please give it a like on Facebook, facebook.com/GoSeeAShow. Follow at GoSeeAShow on Twitter and rate or comment on the show's iTunes page. Until next time, go see a show.
This is great.
Awesome. Oh my gosh, thanks so much for coming.
Yay! Yay.